Okay, you're back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan, with David Linden today. This is our last segment, David, so it's been a great morning. And it's always nice when we end on the Christina Luce show. It's the highlight of my week, and I have to wait until Friday. I wish we moved this show to Monday so I could start off the week with the Christina Luce show.
Press release, you know, the newspapers are running.
That's right, listen.
I want to make one more announcement before we just continue having a chat here in reference to the Relay for Life that's taken place here on the LIU Post campus on Friday, April 17th. From 5 p.m. to 5 a.m. And in order to find out more about it, just go to www.relayforlife.org, LIU Post. I saw it, but I didn't know what you call that thing. /LIU Post.
A forward slash.
Now we're going to have the second half is going to be the Zach show.
you want to know the name of the slash?
Yeah.
Vergul.
There we go. See? We have our copy.
RelayForLife.org, Vergul.
There we go.
Now we have everybody confused.
Vergul sounds like something dirty.
But anyway, and we're going to be talking about this over the next couple of weeks. It's a great cause. It's a wonderful night. It's a 12-hour event. So please, RelayForLife.org /LIU Post for more information.
Forward slash.
Go ahead, David. You had a question.
Well, we were talking about we're going to have a program, a four-part program on postponing people who procrastinate.
Procrastination.
Right. And earlier we were talking about the people who don't make a will or the power of attorney, things like that. And they should. I said I think many people are afraid that the angel of death will swoop down and take them off. But what they don't realize, if they don't do it, the state's going to get it.
Mm-hmm.
You die in a state, and all of a sudden you're dealing with the state attorney general's office and a court-appointed, what's the term? Conservator.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, no. And what the great thoughts you had of leaving things to people,
right,
are going to go up in smoke.
Well, what I always say when I do these programs, no choice is a choice.
Yes.
Right, absolutely. Yes.
You've given the choice to somebody else. So when you're saying, I don't want to do it right now, you've basically said, I'll let somebody else make my decision.
Right.
And it's, you know, and it's a major thing. You know, Project Independence, we actually have an advanced directives chat that I think is going on currently.
Oh, really? Okay.
At Clint G. Martin Park also. But, I mean, we have these all the time because, you know, we were talking during the break and I said, you know, my grandfather doesn't want to face creating a will because, you know, it's just... He feels that it's just taken away, you know, everyone gets to take his money and he thinks everyone has control now. And I was like, no, but now is the time for you to choose what you want to happen. You know, and that's the major part is that doing this isn't giving away control. It's keeping you in control
of what happens. Yes, exactly.
You know, and that's what I think is a very important thing to, you know, we try to stress because, I mean, I know it's difficult. I mean, it's not a pleasant thing. Nobody wants to face these things. And, you know, it's a lot easier to, you know, just avoid it. But.
Yeah, that's why you put it off because it's an unpleasant subject.
Right, exactly. It's just nobody wants to talk about it. It's uncomfortable. But, you know, a lot of these programs we have is how to talk about it,
right.
You know, if you're a caregiver and addressing it with, you know, I mean, there's so many different aspects of it. So,
but an important thing, too, actually, April, May, and June, there's going to be a lot of programs going on. In fact, Charlie Berman, who's the receiver of taxes, will be involved in them, and somebody from the Attorney General's office. But actually, and this... is very true. It's probably one of the greatest acts of love you can commit.
Yeah,
commit
absolutely.
To, because when the time comes that you finally die, the children or your spouse can mourn you and not sit there in fear saying, where is what, who does this, I don't know, I don't understand. Make it life easier.
And not only that, not only should you have all these documents, then sit down and make a list. Write everything down. Where your accounts are, the bank account numbers, what they have to do.
Well, you know, it's funny what David's saying because we've been talking about this and I just want to promote it again. And one of our social workers, Edith August, actually will be on the program in April talking about the circle of support.
Oh, is she? This is the tremendous thing.
And, you know, the template, as we said, is now finalized and... it's all about preparing for these things.
Yeah.
So it's thinking about different scenarios, and of course it's individualized in everyone's life, and just planning.
Yeah, that's the thing where you do not have a choice.
Right.
Exactly.
You're planning. I mean, it's a one, and they will sit down with you, the social workers, and literally walk you through, and at the end you'll have a template. And you know, you can give it to your children, you can give it to your neighbor, you can give it to whoever you need to give it to.
Yeah.
And it's just about not, as we said, it's just preparing and not when the emergency hits, oh my God, what do I do?
It just
spirals. You know, we're trying to keep everyone happy and life easy.
Edith is wonderful. I'm looking forward to that because she does puts it across with compassion.
Yeah,
she
absolutely.
Really is
and
a
that's
great
what,
lady.
You know, because I know, and like I said, it is a very overwhelming thing. Oh. But that's why our social workers are there, and they will come and they will sit with you. They will sit with your family, and that's actually been increasing. Is having a whole family session.
Well, even calls like coming in 311 calls for Project Independence. They're not just from seniors, right?
We have adult children. A lot of it, and that's actually we were just talking about the other day that it's increasing so much. First of all, the word about Project Independence is spreading. So I think more caregivers who are in another place, are aware of this. So these adult children we get calls from California, from all over the United States, because they know that Project Independence will be there to help, their parent who wants to stay at home. And that's really what it's all about. So, like I said, you call 311 or 869-6311, and a social worker will sit with you and go over these circle supports, which I think is an amazing thing.
That's tremendous. Yeah. I know. I just saw a little bit of
Very
it
important.
That Christina had showed me. But it really is. It's a great thing. One more great thing that Project Independence has put together for the town.
Hey, I want to put in a plug for another Project Independence thing. The taxi service, the medical.
Oh.
I had to go to an ophthalmologist in Floral Park several times while there was still snow on the ground.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
I called 311. Taxi picked us up, took us there. I didn't have to worry about parking.
And that's a major thing, right?
Oh, yes. It's really. And it's heavily discounted because it's underwritten.
Right.
It was great.
Right.
And, it's so funny. And David is someone who drives.
Yes.
And I said that's what's always amazing about the program is that it's also for people. I mean, a lot of people who use it don't have access to a vehicle. But what I think is great is that it's also there for the people who you had to go, get your eyes on you. Who wants to deal with parking? You have a doctor's appointment. You got to sit there. I mean, half of these parking lots throw anybody for a loop. So it's great that you were able to just call and say, listen, it takes some of the stress off the situation. You could just go and focus on your doctor appointment.
I recommend it to people. The price is right.
Yeah,
the
absolutely.
The service is good.
And a
kudo to Shari Baton.
Absolutely.
Who's our mobility manager. She set up, if you have any questions, call through, ask to speak to her. She's done a terrific job, and the program is really good. That and taxis for shopping.
And that's what I said would make Shari just amazing because, we do have this free shopping for food transportation, and you actually get to go to a center that you could even run into. There might be a pharmacy there. There might be a hairdresser there, a restaurant. So you're able to go to anything that is in that center, which I think is amazing, is why we planned it that way. And, we have the medical. But also, Shari's there. Let's say you're trying to figure out how to get somewhere that doesn't fall under those two categories. She will sit with you and, in all of her research, has made these connections and has a whole database of different transportation options. And she'll customize, it's almost like a travel agent. She'll customize your route the cheapest way, the most affordable way, which is just, amazing thing.
It's another benefit of being a Project Independence member.
Absolutely.
A benefit 100%. Of being in the town of North Hempstead. And I just want to go back to David one for a quick moment here.
Yeah.
A lot of people feel it's a stigma to have to call the taxi. I can't do it. And here, you're a driver. And you said your health is more important.
Yeah.
Why should you slip on the ice? Why take the cab?
And what we love, is when we were actually developing this taxi transportation service, is that it's not these giant buses, which, number one, aren't, friendly, to the environment. But it's like you're actually just taking a regular cab. So it's not, you're just taking a cab.
Town cars.
Right.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So as I'm saying, so it's even like it's just, it takes up a piece of like feeling like, oh, I'm being judged. You're just in a regular cab.
Yeah. You're by yourself or with somebody? Or could it be either way?
Two people.
Yep.
Oh, two people. Okay.
The price covers two people.
Okay.
Yeah, for food shopping, you might, because it's free, you know, and it's a set time. You have a couple of more, you know, people, I guess, in the car.
Okay.
But, you know, for medical, as I said, you know, it's just, you know, it's more customized to you because it's your time.
And you go, actually, you're going to a specific doctor.
Both,
right.
My wife and I,
that's nice.
We're both drivers.
Right.
But why hassle with that?
No, absolutely. Yeah.
The first time we use it, I mean, this time my eyes were going to be dilated. The first time we used it, Joan had something over Mineola. There's a building on Mineola on 2nd Street, which has parking underneath. That's like entering the gates of hell. Oh, it is so bad. I called 311. It took us there. I didn't have to worry about parking.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that's a
simple, easy.
Right, that in itself
that's tremendous. It really is.
Oh, it's a
benefit. It's those type of programs that have brought about the AARP rating.
Right, absolutely.
For the town.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what we've been talking about, because it really is an absolute honor, and I think it should be, the word should be spread out there, and we're actually having a meeting to discuss further steps on that. The town was named in an age-friendly community by AARP, which is, you know, the first one big town municipality to get that. And it's because of Project Independence and other town, you know, programs and initiatives that they're doing.
Right.
But it's just great. And that's what I think it's, you know, kudos to, you know, Supervisor Bosworth.
Who's listening should call 311 and say, hey, send me some information about Project Independence.
Right. That's what I said. You know, when in doubt, just call 311. You know, and if it's not something Project Independence directly provides, they will call you back and find, you know, a way. And that's what is just a great thing.
Well, 25%, it's approximate number, of the town of North Hempstead is over 60. And you had said it before, under Judy Bosworth, that is a focus. Because the seniors deserve not just the respect for what they've done to help make the town what it is over the years. They deserve it just because of who they are.
I know. And it's funny because we actually always talk about this, you know, in other town municipalities, you know, it's like, you know, you feel like you're a senior in the town. You're still paying school taxes. You don't have kids in school.
Right.
You know, but at least in North Hempstead, I mean, you're getting something, you know, in return, which I think is wonderful because it just shows that there's something for everyone. And all these years that you're paying taxes, you don't, you know, you're getting these amazing, amazing program and services that just keep growing, which
is wonderful. Yeah, I just had a thought. If it could be done at some point, it would be great if the town could sponsor some intergenerational events.
That's actually what we've been discussing, and we're trying to do something actually with the Parks Department, you know, when the nicer weather comes, whether it's with some kind of joint thing. We were thinking at Clark Botanical Gardens or something, but it's because that's, I mean, I think that in itself, it's been proven to be extremely rewarding on both ends.
Yeah. I mean, it's great. On our block, Joan, I am the patriarch of our block. I'm the oldest person on our block, and Joan is next to it. But there's next door to us, they have school-age children. I mean, it makes ages.
Right, and that's what just makes it
amazing. It makes life interesting.
Terrific. We're going to bring people up to date as time goes on with an intergenerational event. Yes. Right now, we do have to call it a day. You've been listening to Project Independence and You on 88.1 FM WCWP. Always a thank you to Dan Cox, who is the director of broadcasting here. Janine, whose lovely face I see when I walk in the door. My good friend Zach, who's back. I have missed him for the last couple of weeks. And, of course, David and the Christina Lou Show. Have a good week, everybody.
Take care.